Cresta in the afternoon.
Good day, I'm Al Cresta. Join me and my guests as we try to develop conversations of consequence. It's talk radio where God matters, looking at all life through the lens of the Scripture and the teaching of Christ Church.
Cresta in the afternoon, weekdays from 4 to 6 on 990 WDEO. Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
My guest in this hour is Elise O'Kane. Elise has a very interesting story to tell us about how she became a composer, a musician, a recording artist back in 1992. Elise O'Kane, however, has been married for 44 years to John. She has three grown sons and she's a grandmother. She's worked as a speech and hearing pathologist with children who have special needs. And she was a teacher in a Catholic school in Atlanta for 20 years as a reading tutor. But in 1992, something happened to her, which she's going to tell us about, which led to her becoming a composer, releasing a CD, becoming a popular speaker. And she has sung in healing services, Eucharistic congresses, and she's the music chairperson for the Magnificat ministry for the past 10 years. She's been on EWTN, and a little later I'll give you information on her website and her blog and how to get the recording, some of which we are going to listen to during this hour. Elise, welcome to Church and Culture.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you and I spoke on the phone a few weeks ago, and you started to tell me about this remarkable journey that you've been on now for over 20 years. And I just thought, wow, this is a story that our listeners, Church and Culture listeners, really should hear, because it is, I think, unique among the stories I've heard of how people have been led into what I would call the apostolate of music. So you have a recording, a CD entitled With All My Heart, which contains all original compositions of yours. We're going to play
right.
Some of those a little bit.
Great.
And you're working on your second CD project, but you were not a composer. You had no thoughts of being a musician in 1992. Tell our listeners how this all began.
Well, it really is kind of a crazy story because I never had any, you know, professional training in music. I had always loved music. I grew up in a home where my parents listened to opera. I used to wake up on Sunday mornings listening to arias.
Good for them.
Yeah. So it was, you know, we were surrounded by music, and I sang in choir but composing or writing a song was never on my radar screen.
Well, something obviously put it on your radar screen.
Well, what happened was just kind of an unusual story. I had gone on vacation with my family, and
At this time, you had your three children at home?
I had my three children, correct. And I went to Mass one morning, and on my way home from Mass, I started to sing a song. And I, you know, kind of wasn't really aware of it. I had the windows rolled down. I was just singing away. And when I came back to the condo and I turned off the car, and I just stopped and I thought, what is that song? Do I know that song? I really didn't know at the time what it was, but it was the melody to Mary's Magnificat. And I didn't even know that I knew the words, all the words to her Magnificat, beautiful canticle in the Gospel of Luke. And I thought, oh my goodness, I think I've just written a song. And it kind of took me by surprise because it's not the kind of Marian hymn that I had heard before. It was a very lively song, and it has kind of a Middle Eastern feel to it. And, I could hear.
Now, is that any part of your background, Middle Eastern sounds, music?
Well, my my parents were immigrants from Italy. And
there's a little bit of that in Italian folk music.
Yes, there is. And, you know, I love minor keys and things like that. And but it was just something that I didn't really know what it meant. And I didn't have any way of writing any music down.
You didn't know how to write or read music?
No, I had piano lessons when I was 7.
That doesn't count.
And so I did learn how to read music. So that was the only thing that came out of that that was really good. I certainly wasn't an accomplished pianist. But I didn't have any way. I was on vacation and I didn't, but the song stayed with me. I didn't tell anyone about it.
When you were singing in the car, you were by yourself?
I was alone. Mm-hmm. I was alone. But the melody.
But you remembered it.
I did. I remembered it for a long time. I didn't, you know, like I said, I didn't tell anyone about it. And the funny thing about this is that at that time I was meeting with a couple of friends just each week to pray. And the one woman had wanted to bring the ministry of Magnificat, which is a ministry to Catholic women. And she wanted to bring it to the Atlanta area. But I never, for some reason, I never connected the two, the song Magnificat and the ministry of Magnificat, just because the song was in the back of my mind, you see. And so 7 months later, after that melody.
And you still had remembered this 7 months later?
I had remembered it, never wrote it down, but it was always there. And 7 months later, someone asked if I would lead. If I would be the music chairperson for the ministry.
Did they know you were a musician, or did they think you were a musician?
I used to sing in church.
Okay, that was it.
So that was it.
Sounds like you were in a Baptist church, not a Catholic church, but go ahead.
And so I said, you know, I think I might have a song for the Magnificat ministry in Atlanta. And then they said, well, what is the song? And I sang it to them. They said, oh, great, send it to us. And I said, well, I...
How do I send it to you?
I don't have it written down.
Right. It's in my head.
It's in my head. And so we had someone to write it down. I could hear all the instrumentation. I knew what it was supposed to sound like. And I
You even had the instrumentation in your head?
I did. I know.
Wow.
It's a crazy thing. And so I was able to let someone who really is a gifted musician, I explained it to him, and he was able to write it out for me. And today, that song is now the official theme song of the worldwide ministry, which has
the Magnificat ministry
all across.
Tell us quickly about that ministry so we can put your story in context.
Yes, the Magnificat ministry started in the 1970s in New Orleans as a ministry for Catholic women. And what it is a shared meal, and it embodies the visitation where Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and the two women ministered to one another. And so it's a time of women gathering, coming together for a shared meal, hearing a testimony, praise and worship, and intercessory prayer. It's a lovely, lovely ministry. And
so this is a nationwide ministry?
It is a worldwide ministry.
Worldwide?
Worldwide.
And your Magnificat that came to your head, into your head while you were driving home in 1992 has become the apostolate's song. It's become their song.
Yes, it has. It has, which is, and to hear when I go to a Magnificat conference, an international conference, and the women are singing that song, and they're...
Oh, that's just, that gives me chill bumps, I think.
It is the most amazing thing to think, Lord, how in the world...
Where did that come from?
Yes, exactly.
Well, this led, however, to other songs, in fact, enough songs to fill up a CD. I mean, did the other songs start coming to you in the same way?
Well... A lot of them, I wasn't expecting anything else. I just didn't. And but the songs began coming to me when I was in adoration, and I would just start writing down the words, and the melodies always remained in my head. So even I would go back, you know, months later and see words to a song, and I would remember the melody because the melody would come along with the lyrics. So it was, so I had, you know, sometimes they would come to me at home or in the middle of the night or, and I would just jot things down. So I had them on lots of different pieces of paper.
Now, how did you jot them down if you weren't, if you didn't know how to use musical notation?
I wrote a simple melody line. Just a simple melody line.
So you figured out how to at least write a series of notes representing a melody.
Yes. I was able to do that. And then
did you pick it out on the piano or something?
You know, this is so funny, but my son, I had given my son a very inexpensive keyboard, like a $50 keyboard for Christmas one year. And, you know, I just dragged it out and started. That's how I did it.
Let's listen. Well, the one that we have ready to go right now to play is your song, Messiah and King. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Well, it's based on Psalm 100 that, you know, the church prays each day. And it just, that song came to me during Eucharistic Adoration.
Well, now we're not going to play the entire song, but we're going to play into it far enough to give our listeners a taste of a flavor of this great gift you've been given. So I've been talking to Elise O'Kane, and she's become a composer whose work now is sung by the Magnificat Ministry around the world. And here is what's called a cut from her CD, Messiah and King.
We love you, we worship and adore you, we humbly bow before you, we lift up our voices and sing, you are Messiah and
now, Elise, is that you singing as well?
Yes.
Well, you sing very well. Did you know you were a singer in a choir, but did you know that you sounded pretty darn good?
Well, you know, I think as you use your gift and you give it to the Lord, that He increases it. And I think that that's what happened, that I really felt like I was a very ordinary singer. But as I began to use my voice more for His glory, He increased that gift, and I'm very grateful. It's just been an amazing surprise for me.
It sounds like it still is after all these years.
You know, it actually is. When I listen to the songs, I still am amazed, and I wonder how. You know, how could this happen? Because I didn't really know anything. And when I would go into the studio, it was an absolutely terrifying experience because I didn't consider myself a professional at all. I considered myself to be a very ordinary person. I was a teacher, I was a wife, mother, but I did not consider myself a singer or a songwriter.
But you had training in speech and audio, you know, pathology. So you did have some understanding of the voice and the ear.
I did, but it's a whole different ballgame when you go into a studio, and it has to be, you know, it has to be where you
can't make mistakes.
You can't make them. Well, if you make a mistake, they can pretty much fix it.
Yeah, but if you keep making them over and over, everybody gets irritated.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Did you have any situations where you just got stuck and it didn't come out right?
I think what happened to me was the fear.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fear about it because it was, to me, those songs were my prayer life. It was very, very
vulnerable. So you really felt vulnerable.
I did. That's exactly the word.
Mm-hmm.
And also very insignificant because in a studio you have, you know, a sound engineer, you have a professional musicians there.
Yeah, they really know what they're doing.
They really do. And I thought, what am I doing here? I just, and you know, I feel that the voices that I heard in my head, you know, were, you are out of your league. That's what I heard.
Well, I want to now take this moment to tell our listeners about how they can find out more about you and get your CD. Your website is easy to remember because it's elyseokane.com, but that's spelled E-L-Y-S-E-O-K-A-N-E, no apostrophe in the URL, so it's elyseokane.com. And if you look on her homepage, you'll see that her CD is right there, and it also says that you received a papal blessing from St. John Paul the Great.
I did. Isn't that amazing?
Can't beat that.
No.
And so let's listen to another of your songs, I Love You, Lord Jesus. Is there anything that you want to tell us about that?
That song took me about 3 years to write because I just had the first verse, and I thought that was going to be it. And that's another one that came during adoration. And sure enough, more verses came along, and I thought, okay, that's the way it's supposed to be. But that was one that I really waited. I waited on that one. It wasn't complete for about 3 years.
Let's listen to it. I Love You, Lord Jesus. Composed by Elyse O'Kane and performed by Elyse O'Kane. Love You, Lord Jesus, performed and composed by Elyse O'Kane. Elyse, that's a beautiful song. May I just say that? That's a lovely, beautiful, touching song.
Thank you so much. You know, it's actually my favorite, too, because it truly is my heart for the Lord.
It has that very sincere, and it sounds like it's coming from the heart. I wanted to sing along, but I didn't want to spoil it. Have you heard people sing that song in unison?
It's interesting. There are certain churches that are using my music, and this is a Eucharistic song, obviously, and so I know that some churches have used it in First Communion services. So it's funny. I really don't know a lot. Sometimes I hear when people are using it, but I'll run into someone and say, oh, we sang your song at church on Sunday. Oh, really?
Oh, what a great feeling that must be.
It is.
I mean, I'm a frustrated would-be composer, singer, musician, so I'm completely jealous of this as we're talking about it. Now, who's playing the piano so well?
I really can't. It's Ed Baldick, and he is from Atlanta, and he has been so wonderful to me. He is what I consider just a true, true professional musician and songwriter in his own right. And he has been so generous with me and just to help me. He's the one that transcribed all of my music. And I, of course, asked him if he would please play on my CD.
Wonderful. You know, there are a number of very good, well-known composers who... Patrick Doyle, for example, who wrote the soundtracks to several Branagh movies, including Henry V, who, as they began, weren't trained in composition. They just kind of had to learn it from the ground up.
Yes.
And here's another wonderful example of it. We have another Eucharistic song waiting to be played. It's called Remember Me. Tell us about this song.
This song, is, of course, part of it is taken from Scripture, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And then it also includes the prayer, the Anima Christi, which it just came to me to put the two together. And it really worked. You know, soul of Christ, sanctify me. Blood of Christ, inebriate. It's a beautiful, beautiful prayer. So I just put those two prayers together, and they worked.
Let's listen to it. This is Remember Me, composed and performed by Elise O'Kane. The first part of a song, Remember Me, composed and sung by Elise O'Kane. Now we have, Elise, was that a pan flute?
It was an Irish flute.
Yeah, it was the flute that was used in the song to Titanic, sung by Celine Dion.
Well, I love the haunting sound because, you know, it's a great song for Lenten reflection.
And by the way, who's backing you up there?
Well, they were studio musicians.
I mean, did I hear a male voice coming behind you?
Yes, we did have, actually, it was the chant choir from the Cathedral of Christ the King.
I used to sing in that choir.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are amazing people. They also sang on the song The Angelus that I wrote. So they were wonderful to come in and help out on that.
Well, I love the way that the voice come in and blend and add dimension to that lovely melody.
Yes.
Now, is this one that has been sung in churches?
Yes.
Gotten around at all?
Yes. Yes, that one has also been used. Now, a few of the songs, Come Holy Spirit and A New Creation have been published by World Library, which was an exciting thing happen.
So that you can actually get the music and it can be performed by people. They don't have to memorize it off the CD.
Right. Those two songs on my CD are published, and they can get that from World Library. The other songs, if they're interested in sheet music, they can write to me going to my website.
Well, let's give that information again, because I'm sure after these three lovely songs, people are getting more and more interested in checking it out, and we have it at EliseO'Kane.com. where you find links to purchase the CD for $15, which is very reasonable. You also have links that you can sample the songs beforehand. And you also have a link to your blog, which is befaithfulbeholy.blogspot.com. Now, if somebody wants to reach you by email, do you want to give out your email, or do you want them to go through your website?
They can find it on the website. There is a button to push that says Contact Elise, and that will I will get that email, and I always respond right away. So if someone is interested in any of the music, they would like to perform it in their churches, then they can just send me an email, and we'll talk.
And I see you make the occasional comment about your ministry on your blog site. Why did you pick the URL Be Faithful, Be Holy? Is that just obvious, or was there some particular reason?
Well, I have a song that I wrote called Be Faithful, Be Holy, and it's just kind of, you know, just a way of life, you know, for all of us, that that's what we're striving for, right, to be faithful.
What does your husband, John, think of all this?
Well, you know, it's so interesting that you asked about that, because he was the one who kept pushing me to record the songs. And he's Irish, and he's very stubborn. So
I had a feeling there was an Irish influence in here somewhere.
Yes, and I kept saying, I can't do this. I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
I can't.
And he would just press. And I said, well, this is my prayer life, and, you know, this is for me, for my own. And he said, no, you've been given a gift, and it's your responsibility to share it. And of course,
now, what's your maiden name, Elise?
My maiden name is Stavalli.
So you're Italian?
I am Italian, yes. Both my parents are immigrants.
They were listening to the Italian opera.
Yes.
You're probably listening to Caruso and Corelli.
Yes, Enrico Caruso, yes, Mario Lanza, but
right.
A lot of Puccini. Every Sunday morning. So I love those.
I'm totally with you on that. And so you understood what a real melody was growing up. A lot of the younger generation, they never hear melodies that are memorable. It's almost all percussive.
You know, Deal, that is very true. You're exactly right. And I love melody. Mm-hmm. I love it. And so writing for me is just, it's very therapeutic, and I love it. Of course, I can't sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write something. It really comes as an inspiration, but I do love, you're exactly right, the melodies are very important to me.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, talk more to Elise O'Kane, and hear more of her music, which is just absolutely lovely, and a great apostolate that we're talking about. We're going to talk more about it after the short break. Please stay with us.
This program is made possible in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, dedicated to helping grow businesses for a strong community of faith and Christian values. CatholicBusinessPages.com is your online directory resource for connecting you with businesses that have taken a strong stand to support those values that impact our lives. If Christian principles make a difference in your life, then CatholicBusinessPages.com will link you to business professionals who care about the values of our nation. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
You might have seen a copy of the Michigan Catholic newspaper sitting in the back of your church, but have you picked one up lately? If so, you'll find we're not only Catholic news you can trust, but Catholic news you can use. Find out where your favorite priest is being assigned, read our popular Q&A columns, and learn more about your faith by reading the Michigan Catholic. Talk to your pastor or call 313-224-8000 or visit themichigancatholic.com.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Each week we go into the Ave Maria CD library. We pull on a talk or two to see what our Lord might have to say to us. Most of these talks are recorded at area gatherings and conferences. Most of the speakers are nationally known. The topics are varied, but they are all centered on the Lord, and they all are worth your listening time. You're back for Mass. It's not yet dinner time. Why not sit back and join us? Be fed on the Lord. Listen this and every Sunday afternoon at 3 for Putting On the Mind of Christ on 990 WDEO in the Metro Detroit area and 1440 WMAX in the Saginaw Valley. Putting On the Mind of Christ is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
I'm back with Elise O'Kane, who In 1992, driving home from Mass, and she heard a song in her head, which was the words were those of the Magnificat. She remembered that song over many, many months, and at the urging of her husband, John, committed them to paper and also committed herself to a ministry of beauty and apostolate of music. And we've been listening to her lovely, lovely sacred songs from her CD entitled With All My Heart. We were talking, Elise, about melody before the break. And I've always wondered, and I've even tried to write about the power of melody to convert, to lift us up, to sort of give us aspirations beyond the ordinary. How do you explain the power of melody?
Well, I think it's very hard to explain the power of melody. All I know is that we all have that, you know, that centeredness in our inside of us that is moved by certain songs. You know, certain melodies will remind you of something you did as a child.
You'll feel it by association.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Right. So, and music is so powerful. For me, there's an aria called Nessun Dorma.
Oh, yeah, Turandot.
Opera. Yes, from Turandot. And every time I hear it, I break into tears.
I do too.
A powerful melody, and I'll just be just weeping over it. And it's like it reaches deep into your soul.
No matter how many times I hear it, I just can't help but be lifted up by it.
Yes, and I think what a powerful medium, you know, music is. And since I am writing Catholic music, well, Christian music, but, you know, specifically.
So was Puccini.
Yes, yes.
But I mean, absolutely, he was writing Catholic music.
Yes, yes, and what a wonderful way to reach people, you know, because people will say, oh, you know, they'll listen to a certain song and they'll write to me and say, I was feeling so depressed. But, you know, this song made me feel very peaceful and, you know, my fears are gone. And, you know,
I can't believe someone like you ever gets depressed.
Well, I'm very optimistic.
We all get depressed at times. I'm just teasing you. And the point is that most of us do know to go to music at a moment like that. We know that that music can lift us up. I have here your song "Invocation of the Holy Spirit." Before we play it, what can you tell us about it?
That's one, and it's very simple. It's very repetitive. Come, Holy Spirit. You know, Holy Spirit, come. And, you know, I think that we have to realize the power of invoking the Holy Spirit each day. And that's why I wanted to open up the CD with that.
So this is the first cut
from
your CD with All My Heart. This is Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Composed and performed by Elise O'Kane.
Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come.
I think I have a new favorite song of yours, and that was Invocation of the Holy Spirit, written and performed by Elise Kane and I think you said the choir of the Cathedral of Christ the King in Atlanta, right?
Well, not in that one. We had some folks just to come in, some studio singers, and we talked it over with them, what we wanted them to do, and they were amazing.
Now, is that you singing the descant part?
That's me singing, yes, the lead part in that.
Wow. That's a lovely tone you have.
Well, thank you.
We call it descant. It's the solo treble voice that sings sort of in contrast to the rest of the chorus.
Right.
And you sing it absolutely beautifully. Well, you didn't know it was called descant, did you?
Well, I just called it the lead.
Because that was very much in the Gregorian tradition. And
yes. There is an element of chant to that, and also the Angelus is also a chant.
Now, has that one been published in sheet music form?
Actually, it is. The Angelus, that's right. That one is...
That one needs to be, because choirs need to be singing that.
Yes, that one has been published as
well.
That's
so much better than a lot of the stuff that's sung in church, and absolutely beautiful piece of music. And
thank you.
Where in your journey did you compose that? Let's see, you started in 1992. It's been 23 years. Where did that one come from in your journey?
You know, honestly, I can't remember. It's been the recording. We recorded in 2003. So it was, you know, somewhere in the middle there. I don't know. I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look at, at my notes as to when that one was.
What I find interesting is that some of the early ones we played were, I would say they were ballad-like in the good sense. This one was in the tradition of sacred music going back to Gregorian chant.
Yes. That's right.
This one was this could have been a out of the Renaissance, early Renaissance period. Lovely, lovely.
Thank you so much.
And a cappella. I didn't hear any instruments at all.
No, totally a cappella. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful piece. And do you find that when you hear your music, do you know immediately whether or not it's going to be a cappella or it's going to be orchestrated?
You know, it takes me some time. It takes a lot of prayer. The process is, you know, I don't want to say grueling, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer goes into this and just trying to figure out what is the best way, to let the feeling and the sense of what I'm trying to say come about. So it kind of goes through a process in my head. And then, you know, when we start to fool around with it and just do some arrangements, then you can just get a better feel for how.
Did you do this CD in one session or several sessions?
No, oh no, because it was teaching as well, so it was we would go a couple of days and work on things, and so it was over a period of I guess a couple of months that we did it, just whenever we were all available.
It sounds like it's beautifully engineered as well. And,
they were wonderful. And I'd give a shout-out to 12 Oaks Studio in Smyrna.
What's 12 Oaks Studio?
12 Oaks.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta, in Smyrna.
One.
Yes. And
we'll count Smyrna as being part of Atlanta.
That's right.
I lived there 15 years. That's why I can make the joke. I'm talking with Elise O'Kane. Her CD is entitled With All My Heart. Her Magnificat, which we'll play here in a moment, has become the official Magnificat for the worldwide Magnificat ministry. Now, when you speak at conferences, healing conferences and Eucharistic congresses, do you talk about your sort of surprise musical visitation, or do you expand upon that? What's your message?
Well, I think my message is—it's mostly my witness, my testimony, which is, what God has done. It's really the Magnificat. It's really proclaiming. You know, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And so, it's about Mary and her yes is really what I'm trying to express to people about how important our yes is in imitating our Mother Mary.
Now, is this new grandchild of yours going to inspire some music?
Oh, I'm sure. I've written a song for each grandchild. So
aha. Uh-huh. How many are there?
Well, we just had our third, so I'm working on a song for Anna Elizabeth.
Oh. Are any of these that we've played so far inspired by your grandchildren?
Actually, no. The songs were written before I had my grandchildren. I'm sure, who knows? There's going to be a children's.
You could have a whole CD if you have enough grandchildren.
That would be great.
We're going to listen to your Hail Mary now. Is there any story behind this one?
Well, my mother was a very, very devout Catholic. And coming from Italy, she
was she born there?
She was.
Where?
She was born in Calabria.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
The real thing.
The real thing. And she had a devotion to our Blessed Mother.
Yeah.
And so she loved the Hail Mary. And she also, my mother, although she lived in Italy, she was born in South America. And she loved when she spoke Spanish. And she would try to remember her Spanish. So when I did this song, I could just feel, kind of a Latin. I wanted something Latin. And I did part of it, so it's in English and in Spanish. And I did that for my mother, and she listened to it every single day.
But you didn't do it in Latin. You didn't do Ave Maria. You used English.
I used English and Spanish. This is the Hail Mary that I wrote, and okay. Thinking of my mother.
Well, let's take a listen to the Hail Mary then, performed by Elise O'Kane and. Composed by Elise O'Kane. Listening to the Hail Mary written and performed by Elise O'Kane on her compact disc recording With All My Heart, available from her website, EliseO'Kane.com. Wow, you got a guitarist. Was somebody doubling your voice there?
I had my very good friend, Alexa Elwell, help me. She and I had been singing together for years,
mm-hmm.
And she would always sing harmony with me, and I grabbed her for this and said, you've got
beautiful.
To sing this with me.
You kind of that one kind of swings in places,
yes,
which I think is great.
It does, yes.
All of a sudden, it picks up a kind of dance beat almost.
Yes, it does.
That must have been fun to record.
Oh, it was so much fun. I love that song, and I love to be able to do part of it in Spanish as well.
It has a soulful quality. Do you know what I mean by soulful?
Yes.
That's okay with you if I said that.
Absolutely.
It brought a big smile to my face when you went into the bridge part of the song, and all of a sudden, you know, the dance began. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, we've heard this kind of sort of straight American ballad form. We've heard the Gregorian, really Renaissance form, and now we're hearing this, you know, very more exotic guitar accompanied Hispanic sound or Mediterranean sound, maybe is better. You're surprising me, Elise, with these different styles.
I think God is full of surprises, and so it's so funny because I don't feel I can take a whole lot of credit.
Have you done any African-based music yet?
I have not yet.
I think it's coming. And so, but I haven't heard anything out and out Italianate yet. Have you done anything that would reflect your roots with Puccini and Italian opera?
Well, I think the Magnificat.
Which we're going to listen to in a moment.
Yes, I think that one probably resembles my roots more than any other song.
Now the Magnificat, before we play it, that again goes back to the first song that came to you in this historic automobile ride home from church in 1992. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And how long was it after that did you hear your next song?
Well, it was interesting because someone heard, they heard the song, they liked the song, and a friend approached me and said, do you think that you could write an Angelus? And I said, well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Well, what happened, what came, was the Hail Mary.
Ah, which we just heard.
Which you just heard, but that is...
So that Spanish-flavored song, Mediterranean-flavored song,
came next. Yes, exactly. And, but the Hail Mary in the Angelus is different. It's the chant. And that part, the Hail Mary in the Angelus, was written by my friend Alexa Elwell that I mentioned before, who very dear friend who has been singing with me for many, many years. And we were working together on it, and I had the Hail Mary that we just heard, and it was too long. But when I started writing the Angelus, it was more of a chant. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. It was a chant. And so then she wrote the melody to the Hail Mary, the chant to the Hail Mary.
So you've really created for yourself a community of co-conspirators there in Atlanta.
I'm telling
in this
you,
apostolate.
I couldn't. It's the body of Christ deal, I'm telling you, because...
What's your home parish?
My home parish is Corpus Christi in Stone Mountain. I've been a member there. My husband and I have been there for 37 years.
Lord.
Yes.
What? So they knew you before you turned into a composer or singer.
Oh, yes.
And is a prophet, most prophets are not appreciated much in their own country. Is that the case with you?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, who are you to be a musician? I mean, I've known you for a long time, Lisa. Where's all you're really faking this, right? You're really stealing it off YouTube, right?
Actually, it's so funny because it hasn't. I honestly don't feel like I can take very much credit at all for this. I simply heard melodies, I got lyrics, and I was so limited in what I could do with it. And I had to depend on people who were trained, who did know what they were doing. And they were patient with me as I tried to explain what it was that I was hearing. And it, you know, God just blessed it. He just blessed the project. And I didn't know how it was going to turn out. I didn't know if anybody would like it. And I had to surrender all of that. And I thought, well, my job was to just be obedient and do it. And God really has blessed it. And I'm very, very grateful for that and grateful for all the people he put in my path to help me. And I have to give a shout out to my producer, Mary Welch Rogers, who is another.
I know Mary Rogers.
Oh, well, she's gifted in so many
and
ways.
And she's a great musician, too.
She is amazing.
But she's your producer.
She is. And she is. Wow. We're working together.
Small world.
Yes. How about that?
Well, let's listen to the Magnificat. And this, once again, let's remind our listeners, this is the Magnificat, which you originally heard, the first song in 92, which has become sort of the official Magnificat for
it's the theme
the
song.
Worldwide Magnificat Ministries, correct?
Correct.
Well, let's give it a listen.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exults in God my Savior, for he has looked with kindness
Now that also kicks into a kind of upbeat section.
Yes, and if you go on, it goes. It's a very Middle Eastern sounding. I just felt like it was something Our Lady, maybe the music that she had listened to.
It must be wonderful when a large group of women get behind that song.
Deal, it is. It's powerful. It's exciting to see the joy. You know,
that's exactly what happens in that song. It goes from a kind of prayerful declaration to joyful affirmation.
Yes, and I'm a very visual person, so I just envisioned, you know, Our Lady and Elizabeth just together proclaiming the greatness of God. And, you know, who knows, maybe the townspeople just heard all this rejoicing and joined in the canticle as well. So, you know, Mary is, you know, she knew she was carrying the Savior of the world. And so that's something really joyful.
It is. And I want our listeners again to recall that I'm talking with Elise O'Kane, and her website is EliseO'Kane.com, and that's spelled ElySeOKane. And her CD, With All My Heart, can be purchased from that site. And also, you can communicate directly with her. There is a tab at the top that tells you how to send her an email directly to her. And I'd be very surprised if you didn't hear from a number of people. Your music is beautiful. It's very powerful. And it's wonderful to have discovered you. And I hope our listeners feel the same. I'm sure they do. And when will this next CD, this second CD, be coming out?
Well, hopefully by the end of the year. You know, when you're busy being a grandmother,
yes.
It takes some time, which is great. It's all in God's timing, but we're working on it, and hopefully by the end of the year.
It sounds like you're going to have a lot of new music inspired by the birth of your latest here in the Northern Virginia area where I live.
Yes.
And once again, Elise, I'm delighted at your music and so delighted to meet you and have you here on Church and Culture. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. I have really enjoyed it.
And you'll come back after that next CD comes out?
I would love to.
Thank you, Elise. And thanks all of you who have been listening to this show today. Please come back at the same time next week for extremely interesting guests. Thank you again for listening.
If you have any comments or questions about Church and Culture, you can contact Deal Hudson at dhudson@avemariaradio.net.
My journalistic integrity was questioned when I approached a story about 40 Days of Life and did not include what the accuser thought was a balanced view from the other side. The issue was that the other side didn't want to go on the record. See, there's a price to pay for speaking truth. But what is truth? The Bible teaches us that murder is wrong. The unborn is a person. Just read the Gospel of Luke. For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And in Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I've appointed you a prophet to the nations. Therefore, we know it is wrong to murder the unborn. Yet, I'm still attacked for standing by the Word of God. So what would Jesus say today when the majority do not agree with me for defending Scripture? He would say, speak truth anyway. This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Donhagarmo, a communication evangelist.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild invites you to activate your faith. Right to Life Lifespan invites you to their annual Celebration of Life dinner and auction, Tuesday, May 5th at the San Marino Club in Troy. Several surprise guests will be featured as Right to Life Lifespan celebrates 45 years of respecting and protecting the dignity of all human life. Tickets are $60 and can be reserved by calling 248-816-1546. With Mother's Day right around the corner, take the opportunity to deepen your relationship with our spiritual mother at Mary Our Mother, Things My Mother Taught Me. Monsignor Ronald Brown will be giving this talk at St. Hugo of the Hills in Bloomfield Hills, Friday, May 8th. For further details, call 248-439-1652. You can find many more events and enter your own events at our website, avemariaradio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077.
Why is sacrifice an important part of worship? The Catholic Catechism tells us that it is right and good to offer sacrifice to God as a sign of adoration, gratitude, supplication, and communion. What is the sacrifice most pleasing to God? Psalm 51 says, "It is a broken spirit." What does that mean? Paragraph 2100 of the Catechism counsels, outward sacrifice, to be genuine, must be an expression of inward spiritual sacrifice. Old Covenant prophets denounced sacrifices that were not from the heart or not coupled with love of neighbor. The one perfect sacrifice was Jesus' agony and death on the cross. By uniting ourselves with the Lord's sacrifice, we can make our lives a sacrifice to God. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, all baptized Christians have been given the mandate to preach the gospel to the whole world. Father Thomas Loya and Father Joseph Loya together will discuss their thoughts on the necessity and techniques of effective preaching.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO, Ave Maria Radio.